Here are some words that many thought they'd never hear. Baseball returns to Washington, D.C. tonight. The Washington Nationals will take the field for their home opener, and they'll do it with some swagger. They're tied for first place in the National League. This will be the first regular season Major League game in the nation's capital in 34 years. A sweet moment indeed for sports writer Tom Boswell, who grew up on Washington baseball. He joins us from RFK Stadium. Tom, are your feet on the ground?
They are. I'm probably 20 blocks from where I grew up and used to ride my bicycle to the park here to games. And the park looks better now than it did 34 years ago.
Now, it is only April. It is a long season, but it's got to be just a sweet, sweet thing that this team is coming for their home opener, tied for first place in the league.
It certainly seems appropriate. There are people here who have waited a ridiculous amount of time for this. So it's nice that all of these pieces of the puzzle, a beautiful 62-degree sunny day, it'll be a nice night. The team is certainly not a first-place team or anything like that. It's a team that would be tickled to death to win half its games. But for them to be in first place tonight so that everybody can go absolutely nuts after waiting this long is just totally appropriate.
What does it mean, do you think, for Washington to have a team again after so long?
I think it will actually mean something to two distinct groups of people. I think that the new ballpark that will ultimately be built in southeast Washington on the Anacostia River waterfront will do wonderful things for that quadrant of the city. That part of town has always been underutilized and sort of blighted. Even though it's only about 18 blocks from the Capitol. So I think over time you're going to see a lot of urban development benefits. I also suspect an enormous number of people in Washington who love baseball will just love this. I mean, this will be a delight to them. But I suspect the surprise will be that the other big gainer in this will be baseball. They should have been here long before, and I think they're going to find out that they have another one of their very best franchises.
This is a town that's seen some heartbreak with this team. It's left twice before, left once to go become the Twins, left another time to go become the Rangers. You were at the last Nationals game back in 1971, is that right?
Yeah. My dad and I went to that game.
First pitch goes out just after 7 o'clock tonight. You're sitting there watching it. How do you think you're going to feel?
Well, I already saw the team the first time it took the field in Washington uniforms in Vieira, Florida, and that was quite exciting. And I saw them the first time they ran onto a real field for a spring training exhibition game. And that was very surprisingly moving. And just a week or so ago, Sunday before last, they played an exhibition game here in brutally cold conditions when the wind chill factor must have been 20. And more than 25,000 people showed up for that. And I felt that those were the hardcore fans. And this may disappoint some of your listeners to hear, but I would say that every phony baseball fan who could possibly show up for a game will be here tonight. The real fans will come Saturday and Sunday and for the next 20 years. But you know what? They've got so many amazing things set for tonight. The return of old senators, the introduction of players who were some of my boyhood heroes. I suspect the cynic in me will be overwhelmed about 3.5 hours from now, and the set of emotions will be very different.
Tom Boswell, enjoy the game.
Look forward to it.
Tom Boswell, a sports columnist with the Washington Post, speaking with us from RFK Stadium, where the Washington Nationals play their home opener tonight.